Welcome to our conversation on the evolving regulatory situation in China and how we at SGA are approaching it. I have analyst and portfolio manager Rob Rohn and research analyst James Lee with me to talk about how we see the new environment in China playing out and how we have positioned our global portfolio. James, let's start with you. Please give us your thoughts on the changes occurring in China and what that means to our research efforts.
An important message from the Chinese government's next five-year plan is common prosperity. It means that China will more proactively address the country's social issues going forward, including rising social inequality and rising cost of living for the middle class. It also reflects the need to address the country's declining birth rate and aging population, which will present significant headwinds to future economic growth. We think this focus on common prosperity represents a long-term and secular change in the government's policymaking going forward, and it will impact a variety of sectors. First, any industries directly related to the people's livelihood, such as education, healthcare, and housing, will be faced with heavier regulations in the future. And these regulations are designed to lower the overall cost of living for the middle class. Second, we think China wants to lead the world in terms of antitrust regulations of the big technology platforms. So we expect more regulations and enhanced oversights around potentially anti-competitive behavior, the use of personal data, and the treatment of labor. So this all leads to the question, how do we evaluate businesses and make investments in China in this changing environment? Despite all the heavy-handed regulations today, we do not think that China is completely reversing its market-based economic policies over the past 40 years. And the government is still committed to the private sector. However, this government has clearly established some key priorities, including protecting people's well-being, lowering the cost of living, and reducing the social inequality. So, to the extent that any companies or sectors run afoul of these priorities, the government is willing to address it via heavy regulations, which will negatively impact the sector's growth and profitability. Therefore, any investments in China will need to be squarely in line with the Chinese government's priorities and contribute to China's social and economic development in a positive way. Despite the changing environment, new opportunities will arise. So we remain focused on prioritizing ourselves alongside companies that can both generate sustainable growth and also be aligned with the government's agenda in the future. Examples of such businesses include insurance company AIA, property management provider Country Garden Services, dairy company Mengniu, restaurant operator Yum China, and hotel chain Huazhu, to name a few.
Thanks, James. Now, Rob, how have we adjusted the way we are investing in China as a result of the changes in the government's approach to regulation in Western capital?
We've been actively researching investing in Chinese companies for more than a decade, and given the nature of the political system, have always tried to focus on businesses that not only benefited from the country's rising per capita income, but also were aligned with the Communist Party agenda. In the past, we have focused on companies that benefit from rapid economic development, especially with respect to consumer income and digital penetration. And we believe the government was supportive of the growth of technology leaders such as e-commerce pioneer Alibaba and social media leader Tencent, among others. And our clients have benefited from our positions in those companies over time. Similarly, we invested in New Oriental Education, a leader in after-school tutoring, assisting Chinese students prepare for college entrance exams. Given the company's supportive role in enhancing educational opportunities and the fact that it was a leading player in a fragmented market with many mom and pops that weren't quality operators. Recently, the government has shown a willingness to aggressively regulate local industries with an emphasis on common prosperity, as James discussed previously. With this in mind, we've reflected that increase in risk in a couple of ways. First, we further increase the discount rates we use in our valuation tools to set a higher bar for companies that operate in China. We sold the last of the portfolio's position in New Oriental Education as it became clear that the future of the private education industry would look very different and profitability was uncertain. Given rising concerns about the future regulation of e-commerce and gaming and the uncertainty around VIE structures and the rights of Western investors, we sold positions in Alibaba and Tencent in our global flagship portfolio. But despite the latest actions by the government, China has the second largest economy in the world, and significant development remains as its tier 2, 3, and 4 cities modernize, and more of the country's population moves into the middle class. Opportunities to invest carefully alongside this development will exist, but do entail greater risk. We continue to own AIA, a Hong Kong-based insurer offering insurance protection and savings products to a growing middle class on the mainland, whose hierarchy of needs is moving to financial products. Carefully focusing our analysis on companies that are clearly assisting the government's agenda, we recently added Mengyu Dairy, the largest milk products company in China, as the company is aligned with the government by offering healthy nutrition and is positioned to benefit from rising demand for higher quality dairy products as incomes rise. We expect that business to compound predictably in the mid-teens over our time horizon.
Great. Thank you very much for your time here today, Robin James. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you would like additional information or insights, please check out our website at sgadvisers.com. Thanks again, and have a great day. Disclosure. The opinions expressed reflect the opinions of Sustainable Growth Advisors LP, are subject to change without notice, and under no circumstances should be considered as an investment advice, a recommendation to purchase or sell a specific security, or as indicative of the investment performance of our portfolios. The securities referenced herein are not a solicitation or recommendation to buy, sell, or hold securities. It should not be assumed that investments in the securities were or will be profitable. Portfolio holdings are subject to change daily.